Okay, today's daf is Kedushin and Daf Lama Tess. Edging our way near the end of the first parak, which is Daf Mem Aleph. So today we have to start Lama Chesem Abeis. We have to start in that we are in the middle of a sentence at the beginning of the daf. So we actually have to start about 10 lines up on Lama Chesem Abeis. Yesterday there was a lot of crucial inyanim. I hope you enjoyed the Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site and birthday and all the Gemaras about comparing Chadash and Kelayim and Arla, discussions of Rashi and Tosfos there, and Shemitah's Ksafim, and Yovel, and Shichur of the Avadim. Okay, so now we're up to Tan Hasam, about 10 lines up on Lamech Hasam base. Chadash Asur Menat Torah B'chol Makom. Right, the Mishnah says in Arla that Chadash is Asur everywhere. As we mentioned on Friday, that wherever one is, Chadash is Asur, and therefore even in Chutz La'aretz, and we discussed the Bach and the Ramah. Asur Menat Torah. Arla Halacha. Arla is a halacha all over. What does halacha mean? We'll see in a minute. V'ha-kilayim midivrei sofrim. Kilayim in Chutz La'aretz is midivrei sofrim midirabanan. Midirabanan. Which type of kilayim? We'll have to see. What happened to the Kal V'chomer on Amud Aleph? So we'll see. We don't pass him. We might not pass him that way. Or might be limited to certain types of kilayim. My halacha. So what does halacha mean? That Arla is a halacha? So it's machlokas. I'm reviewed on Shmuel Hilchas Medina. Shmuel says that Arla in Chutz La'aretz is a minhag. Hilchas Medina. Rashi says, Hilchas Medina, up on top Rashi, about the sixth skinny line, Hinhigu heim aleihem b'chutz La'aretz. It's a minhag. Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai, that's what halacha is. Does halacha mean minhag or does halacha mean halacha l'moshe misinai? It's a big difference. Right, one is a darabanan, one is a daraisa. Halacha l'moshe misinai is a din daraisa, even though it's not mafurish. So amalei, ula l'rev Yehuda. Even before that. So just one thing that we've mentioned in the past, but it's, the main daf is lamaches, lamates right here, and that's Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim notes, or asks the question, is there malchus for Arla in Chutz La'aretz? You get malchus if one eats Arla and Chutz La'aretz. So if you look in the Rambam says, Malchus Mardus. Arla shel Chutz La'aretz gets Malchus Mardus. One issue. There's no real malchus. The question is, why not? Why isn't there malchus? It's daraisa. Because it's not mefurish. So you know the machlokas. What about netaravai and Chutz La'aretz? There's no gemara about that. Arla and Chutz La'aretz is right here. That's the first 3 years. What about the fourth year? Netaravai. So that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. Says the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Tezvav of Machalos Asuros, Yireli she'ein din netaravai noy b'chutz la'aretz. It appears to me, whenever the Rambam says Yireli means he doesn't have a source for this, he's saying this misara. It appears to me that there's no ravai in Chutz La'aretz. Ela ochel perushad ravias below pidyon klal. Right, you just eat it without doing anything in the fourth year. Shelo amru ela arla, only arla and not netaravai. Vahoru mixas gaonim shekarim ravai levado podenos b'chutz la'aretz. Some of the Gaonim say, no, there is some Ravai in Chutz La'aretz, the Ein Ladavar Ze Iker. And I don't agree. I don't agree, that's all the Rambam says. So the question is, what exactly is this Machlokas about? So Rav Chaim explained there in Hilchos Machalos Asuros in the 10th parak, there are two types of Halacha Moshe Misinais. Two types of Halacha Moshe Misinais. With the way that it's said in the yeshivas, heard Rabbi Sachs say this and others, there's halacha moshe, Rabbi Chaim doesn't exactly use these words, but close, halacha moshe b'sinai ha-mechadeshas, and halacha moshe b'sinai ha-mefareshas. Mechadeshas means something totally new that I wouldn't have known otherwise. Halacha moshe b'sinai tells me, a chiddush, I wouldn't have known this otherwise. But sometimes we have halacha moshe b'sinai that is mefareshas. It explains and expands something that I already knew. I thought this, the definition of A was this. The halacha moshe b'sinai tells me no, to expand the definition of A to include something more. But it's a mifaresha. It's explaining something that I knew already. So says Reb Chaim, with other examples, says that's the machlokas here between the Rambam and the Gaonim. When the Torah is b'chadish, this Arla and Chutz La'aretz, is that telling me, the definition of Arla I used to think was Arla Eretz Yisrael. Comes along, the halacha moshe b'sinai tells me, no, Arla means Arla all over, but it's all Arla. Or that's mefareshes. And that would be the shita of the Gaonim. That once I know that there's an Arla in Chutz La'aretz, there's automatically a Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because Arla, so this isn't a new Arla, this is mefareshes. It expanded what I knew before. Once there's Arla, there's Ravai. But the Rambam doesn't say, no, this halacha moshe b'sinai is a mechadeshes. It's new. And that's why both, you don't get malchus for Arla Chutz La'aretz, because this is new. It's not expanding your definition. And also, there's no Ravai automatically. Because once it's something new, then you wouldn't have to say that it automatically goes by the same rules of Ravai and Arla in Eretz Yisrael. There are other examples of this as well. where we see whether it's halacha moshe b'sinai mechadeshes and halacha moshe b'sinai ha-mifareshes. Just give you another example. What about a kohen arel that does the avoda? A kohen arel doesn't have a bris mila, does the avoda. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says he can't do the avoda halacha moshe b'sinai. Halacha moshe b'sinai. Do you get malchus for that? Do you get malchus? So the Rashi says no. Rashi says in Sanhedrin daf pe gimel that you don't get malchus. It's different kabbalah. It's halacha moshe b'sinai. If you look at the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash, the Rambam says, in Arel, Kohen, who does the Avoda, gets Malkus. Gets Malkus. Arel Sha'avad, Chilal Avidaso, Veloke, Kizar Sha'avad. Let's B.S. Mikdash, Perek Vav. So again, what's that? If it's Lachavosh should be Sinai, so then you say you don't get Malkus. So no, the same Machlokus. Here the Rambam's on the other side. According to the Rambam, what's the definition of a Zar? What's the definition of a Zar? The Rambam says, if you're a Zar that does the Avoda, you get Malkus. What's the definition of a zar? The Rambam says a zar is a male circumcised kohen. If you're not a male circumcised kohen, you're a zar, and that's what the Rambam says. Arel harehu kiben nechar. Shneimar kol ben nechar arel erabasa lefichach arel she'avad chilav da'asuv aloke kizar she'avad avalinu chayimisa. So the Rambam holds here that the halacha moshe b'sinai of an arel she'avad is michal hazavoda. That's a mefareshes. What a czar is. While Rashi would say, no, it's a machadeshes, and therefore you would not get malchus. Again, there are a number of examples of this. Maybe we'll quote one more. Maybe we'll quote one more example, and that is a discussion of nisach hamayim. We know we pour wine on the mizbeach every day in the Beis Hamikdash, but water is only on sukkahs. How do you know you nisach hamayim? What's the makor of the Torah for nisach hamayim? So it's a machlokas. One says that it's an extra men yud mem in the Torah. Rebbe Diskei Hem, Kemishpatam, beginning of Masechas Tainis, mem yud mem. But the other shita is Tainis Tav Gimel, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Machlokas. Do you get malchus for pouring water outside the Beis HaMikdash? Right? Ashchut Avodas Chutz. Do you get malchus for that? So if you look in the Rambam, there's a steer in the Rambam, but either way, there's two ways to understand the Rambam. Either in the Pirush Mishnayis in Zvachim, at the end, where it talks about Nisach HaMayim, versus you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tmidim. The Rambam paskets in Hilchas Tmidim, Choshevas Yimei Achag, Manaskhanes HaMayim, Halacha Lamoshe B'Sinai, says the Rambam. But he also says in Hilchas Maisa Karbanos that if you pour Shlosha Lugan Mayim outside the Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv, you get Malkus. You get Malkus. So should you get malchus for pouring water outside the Beis HaMikdash or not? So again, the issue is, when the Torah is machadish, nisach hamayim, that avoda, is that expanding the definition of avoda that we knew before? And we know if you do avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash, you get malchus. Or do we say, no, this isn't avoda, avoda is avoda, and pouring water is something new. Maybe it's a new kind of avoda, but it's new. Mechadeshes, and therefore you wouldn't get malchus. So again, these are the issues of two types of halacha moshe b'sinai, and it all comes from Arlas Chutz La'aretz. You read this Gemara, you don't think it's so exciting, but you know, you read Reb Chaim, this Gemara is very important. Very important. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we have a machlokas about whether Arlas Chutz La'aretz is a minhag, hilchos medina, or halacha moshe b'sinai. So Amalei Ula Rav Yehuda. So Ula says Rav Yehuda, Bishlam ala didi, according to me, Ula says that holds that the Arlas Chutz La'aretz is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It makes sense. Hayinu D'Sharni Lan Beit Safik Arlas Safik Kelayim. It makes sense. The following difference. We're going to have a difference where we're going to see the Halacha is more stringent by Safik Arla. We have a study about Arla to a case of Safik Kelayim. So that's going to make sense as we look to me, because I hold Arlo's Daraisa in Chutz La'aretz and Kelayim is Darabana in Chutz La'aretz. So that Chumra is going to make sense according to me. But according to you, Shmuel, they're both Darabana. There shouldn't be a difference. That's going to be the question. So, Bish Lamad, Ludidi, I mean, Allah, Mashinah, Kod, Shari, Lan, Beis, Safik, Arlo, Safik, Kelayim. The Tzad, as the Mishnah says, in Mesechus Arla, Safik, Arla. What if you have a case of Safik, Arla? How do you have a case of Safik, Arla? What's the case? So Rashi quotes two opinions. Either you don't know whether this is in the third year or in the fourth year, right? You don't know. Or you have a field where you know there is some Arla and some non-Arla and it got mixed up. Right? Those are the two cases that you could possibly have Safik Arla. So the Mishnah says Safik Arla ba'aretz. If you have Safik Arla in Eretz Yisrael, Aser. It's Aser. Right, you're not allowed to, you have to assume Lechumra, Safik Daraisa Lechumra. Arla and Eretz Yisrael is Daraisa, Safik Daraisa Lechumra. Hopefully, Bezer will get back to that concept a little later. Bisuria, in Surya, which is the land right outside of Eretz Yisrael, Mutter. So then it is mutter. Safik Arla is mutter in Surya. So again, we'll talk about Surya a little more maybe after we finish the question. B'chutz la'aretz, but really far outside of Eretz Yisrael, not right outside where Surya is, yored v'lokeach, you're even allowed to go and buy Safik Arla from a non-Jew, ubilvad shelo yirenu lokate. As long as you don't actually see and pick the Arla, but you assume it's Suffolk Arla, then you're allowed to go down and buy it from a non-Jew. That's what Rashi says. Yored Yisrael v'lokech v'dovet t'kochavim halokin miparde yishish bon etiyos yilados v'zakenos. Right, even though you know that the guy is going in there and picking it from the Suffolk Arla situation, still it's mutter. That's the concept of Suffolk Arla is mutter. But, v'ilugabi kilayim, but regarding the case of Suffolk kilayim, t'nan, the Mishnah says, karam hana tu ayerek. Let's say you have a vineyard where yerakos were planted, right? So it's a kilay hakarim, possibly, and v'yerek nimkar chutzalo, and you have a vegetable that's being sold right outside, so therefore this yerek, this vegetable, might be subject to kilay hakarim. It might be for the vegetable that grew near the vineyard, but aretz asur, so in Eretz Yisrael, it's asur, it's asur, it's asur, Bisurya mutter, and Surya it's mutter, as we said. V'chutz la'aretz, yored v'lokate. The goy could even go and gather it for you right in front of your eyes. As long as the Jew himself doesn't go cut it, but you're even allowed to watch the guy take it from this Suffolk Arla situation, Suffolk Kilayim situation, and give it to you. So what do you see? That Kilayim is a little more makel than Arla. By Suffolk Arla, you can't actually see the guy do it. But by Suffolk Kilayim, you can. So says Ula, according to me, it makes sense. Because Suffolk Arla in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, that's halacha b'Shvi Sinai. That's why you have to be a little more machmer. Why can we make it at all? So we'll get to that in the next Amud. But that's why you see it's a little more machmer, because one's Darai, so one's Darabanan. El didach, but according to you, Nisni, O Zeveze Yoy Belokeach, what should be the difference? Both Arla and Kilayim, both Suffolk Arla and Kilayim are Darabanan. So either both of them you should be able to go buy from him without having seen it, O Zeveze Yoy Belokeach, or you should go down and be able to buy it from him as long as you don't actually do it yourself. So which one? So the Gemara answers, you're right, okay, change the gear. So, Harmalei Shmuel Ravanan, Tni, Ozev Ezeh Yored V'Lokeach, Ozev Ezeh Yored V'Lokeach. Okay, switch it. You know, they're both the same. Either you could both actually do it yourself, watch the guy do it, or you could just buy it from him. And Marbre de Ravana, Masle Lakula, he picked the Lakula Girsa, Zeveze Yard Velocate, they could both by Safik Arla and Safik Helayim, you could go and watch the guy gather it from the field of Bavaj Lukabiyad, as long as the Jew doesn't do it himself. Okay. Good. Oh, just one other point I forgot to mention this regarding the Arla Schlitzlars. Is it over a battle yet? Can I still say one more thing on the Rav Chaim? Just one more nafkamina I just had out here. Interesting machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Pnei Yeshua. Usually Arla has to be burned. Arla has to be burned. Arla Schlitzlars. Arla is Eretz Yisrael. Do you have to burn Arla Schlitzlars? You have to burn Arla Schlitzlars? So the Pnei Yeshua says in Brachas, why not? Maishna are his words. What's the difference? And the Minchas Chinuch says, no, v'li nireh, the aflamant amar alacha moshe b'sinai, mikol makom, the kol nisrafin, tzor kol rebuye. Since every one of the nisrafin, the Mishnah Masechas Temura, all the things that have to be burned and all the things that have to be buried, you need a pasik to prove each one. So im kain, in Yisrael, bishlam b'Yisrael, demavur b'torah isuro, v'yish hekish, so the Torah tzreifa, ava b'chutz la'ar, sayin emavur b'kra rak alacha moshe b'sinai, mehechatesi. Why would you think you need Sreifa? Well, the Pnei Yeshua says, Maishna. So again, there's a Machlokas again, Gufa. Once you know Arla's foot flowers, is that exactly an expansion of Arla's Eretz Yisrael? You don't need an extra Makar or not? Okay, that was just a Hosafa. Let's talk for a moment, though, about Surya. So what is this place, Surya? That's somewhere that's not foot flowers, it's not Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says here, B'Surya, on Lamech Chesem HaBeis, He Aram Tsova, Shekavash David, David captured it, the sinfa in Eretz Yisrael, and he added it onto Eretz Yisrael. V'ksavar kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. And this opinion holds that the conquering of a yachid does not have the status of a conquering, and therefore it doesn't have the same status of Eretz Yisrael. Kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. David HaMelech did this, though. So why is it called the kibush yachid? What does it mean, the king of Israel? Oh, did Hashem tell him to do it? So what is that? As you just said, this is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis somewhere else. In Gittin on Daf, Chesem and Aleph. Gittin, Chesem and Aleph, machlokas, Rashi and Tosis. Why was Surya called a kibush yachid? Rashi quotes, why? Rashi there. David was koveshit and osifal Eretz Yisrael. Why was it not considered like a regular kibush? Shelo hayu l'shem kol Yisrael biyachad. It wasn't for all of Eretz Yisrael, all Bnei Yisrael. All Klai Yisrael wasn't there helping him, like Kibush Yoshua. Yeshua went with all Klai Yisrael and conquered Eretz Yisrael. So that achieved the status of full Kedusha. And it was for everyone. He was conquering it for all the Shvatim. David HaMelech was just going to conquer some extra land. It wasn't L'shem Klai Yisrael. It wasn't with all Klai Yisrael. That's Shitas Rashi. That's why it's a Kibush Yachid. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, you know why it's called a Kibush Yachid? Because all of Eretz Yisrael wasn't conquered yet. Only after all of Eretz Yisrael is conquered, so that's when you can add on to Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha. But if all of Eretz Yisrael wasn't conquered, right, Lefisha lo haisa dain kol Eretz Yisrael kevusha, aval achash kol Eretz Yisrael kevusha, so then, kol ma shekosh b'chutz la'aretz avikadosh, v'afilu yachid. Once all of Eretz Yisrael is kevush, is conquered, so then, even if a king does it privately, you know, it would be considered a kibush rabim, not a kibush yachid. So that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here. There is, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, a very interesting Rambam. Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, you can live wherever you want to live in the world, says the Rambam. Wherever you want to live, you're allowed to live, except for one place. Except for one place. Where's that? Right? Mutter lishkon b'chol ha'olam. Chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. Except for Egypt. Even though the Rambam lived in Egypt. But not for now. Chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. Men hayam agadol ha'maravi arba me'os parsa, arba me'os parsa, k'neged eretz kutsh, k'neged midbar, ha'kol osur lis yashiba. Right? A separate discussion. Why there's an issue to live in Mitzrayim. Three places you're not allowed to live. The Alexandria, Bechlal Ha'Isser. It says you're not allowed to live there. You're allowed to go back there. Mudel Lashal Eretz Mitzrayim, Leschoro, LePrakmatia, VeLichpoch Eretz Zacheros. Vein Also Elish Takeasham. You could go visit. You could go do business there. You just can't be Mishtakea there. Okay. Then the Rambam says VeYirali. Two Yiralis in a day. VeYirali. It appears to me Shem Kavash Melach Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim Al Pi Bezdin. What happens if the Jewish king goes and conquers Mitzrayim? Al pi vazdin, shehi muteres. That it'll be mutter to live in Egypt. Why? Well, was he retorah el lashav layichidim olo lishkon ba vehi biad goyim bepreisha maaseha mukolkalim yosem mikol aratzos shdera kamaisi eretz Mitzrayim. But once it's conquered, that is conquered. Then it's conquered. As for Soloveitchik, what's the chiddush of the Rambam though? Any land that a Jewish king conquers, al pi vazdin, would be included. Why would you think Mitzrayim is different? Because there's also to live there beforehand. Once they conquer it, it achieves the status of Eretz Yisrael. It's not Eretz Mitzrayim anymore. So why would you have thought otherwise? So the Rav explains, this is quoted in Nefesh HaRav on page Pei Aleph, the after Kavash HaMelech Eretz Mitzrayim Kodim Kibush Kol Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you might have said that even, like Tosfos said, that it's called the Kibush Yachid, if all of Eretz Yisrael is not conquered yet. But in this case, you might say that if something is conquered earlier, and then the rest of Eretz Yisrael is conquered. Once the rest of Eretz Yisrael is conquered, it automatically reverts to the status of Eretz Yisrael. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. And that's the chiddush of the Rambam. Even though it doesn't achieve full kedusha yet. Because not all Eretz Yisrael is conquered, it's enough to get rid of the Isser, give it a shame Eretz Yisrael, and to be mafkia the Isser of living in Mitzrayim. Just one other ha'ara, the Rav writes in a few places, and Rav Shechtla quotes in a few places. What about if a king goes, or if a Jew goes, and then conquers, let's say all Eretz Yisrael is kavush, then he goes and conquers and buys a house somewhere in Chutz Laretz. You can say that as kavush Eretz Yisrael? Right? Is that a kibush? Kibush has to be a battle. What if you chazak? What if you move somewhere? Bir Rabbeinu al pi mashal. He says lechad shemamali koshel havdala ad shehu mali al kol gudosav. Let's say you have a cup of wine and it overflows its borders. V'yakach mamshech v'shovich od yain al toch hakos. You pour more and more water into the cup of wine. It's overflowing. Asher memela, that causes the coast to overflow even more. He says that's the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. All lands around it. The only time you can have kedusha to any land outside of Eretz Yisrael is if it's contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. If something is not contiguous and touching, so then it's never going to be able to achieve kedusha. Aval himshil rabenu atunema de lamanda amar kibush yachid shmei kibush. According to the lamanda amar that says a kibush yachid is shmei kibush. B'masha kanisi basi beBoston niskacha akarka hahi bekedusha saaretz. Are you going to say that house in Boston has kedusha Eretz Yisrael? Of course not. He says no. Shaholu Boston he be abashas acheres. It's on a different continent. It has to overflow. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael overflows. It has to be continuous. Dirak Europa, Asia, Africa. Shaiach lomer shasid Eretz Yisrael shadispashi b'chol aratzos. That's like the mashal of the shofech od yayin el koshel avdalas. That's all about kibush yachid and the isra of living in Mitzrayim, which is a whole separate topic, and giving even Mitzrayim kedusha. Okay, let's continue. Mar, where are we? Fifth line. Amar le Levi l'Shmuel. Levi says to Shmuel, Aryoch, which was a nickname of Shmuel that the Gemara talks about elsewhere, what it means. But Aryoch, sapekli va'anal echo. What did Levi tell Shmuel? Sapekli. What is sapekli? So Rashi says, create a suffix for me. You go collect your produce from your field, and at least don't tell me if it's arla or not. So it'll be a suffix for me, and it'll be mutter for me to eat that. Doesn't matter what you know. You might know it's arla. But the halacha is suffix. We're talking about inchos laris here. So as long as it's suffix arla, it's mutter. So sapekli, make me a suffix, vana echo, and I'll eat it. And I'll eat it. Amazing. Even if Shmuel knew that it was arla. Rav Avia, Rav Avin, misafku sifuki lahadadi. They gave their arlas to each other. Because the other one didn't know exactly whether it was arla or not, so they gave their arlas to each other. So this is amazing. How is this possible? So the
the same guys that would bring the Trumas and Maises through the roof.
Trumas and Maises through the roof to make it putter?
Yeah, so they wouldn't pass through.
No, but here they're not getting out of any mitzvahs. It's Arla. Usually Arla is Usser, but the halacha is Safik Arla b'chutz laaretz is mutter. The question is, how do you define Safik Arla? So it says Rav Shimon Shkap in the Shar Yosher and Shar Aleph Perek Vav, this is an amazing halacha. That the kach nemar halacha. What does the halacha Moshe Bizinai say? That Safik Arla is mutter. She din Arla tali betnai shel yediyas ha'ochel. This goes by the knowledge of the ochel. You have no responsibility. Tz b'shas helam yediyas v'adai, os havik adavar mutter mamish. Even though I know it's Vade Arla, I'm allowed to give it to him. There's no Lifnei Iver. Why? Because I'm giving him a Dover Hamutter Mamish. Is that Usser? That's part of the Halacha of Moshe B'Sinai. We're going to see Safik Arla is Mutter Chutz Laaretz. That means as long as the eater doesn't know about it, it is going to be Mutter. That's the Halacha of Moshe B'Sinai. Amri. Right, so the question is, how far do you go, though? There is a machlokas rishonim, which the Minchas Chinuch points out. Could I even give it to him biyadayim? Here, take the suffix arla? Or is it kind of like, leave it for him? Like, if you look at Rashi says, does not say explicitly that I could actually give it to him. Sapekli, second Rashi, lakot shalobafan, I gather it not in front of me, she is suffixly, and it'll be a suffix. Va'ana echel, and then I'll go eat it. The Ran here says beferish, that when he says lakot sapekli, means go get it from me and give it to me. So the Minchas Chinuch says, he thinks there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ran here, the Chinuch weighs in some Reish Mem Vav, that if you see your friend going and eating your arlo, you don't have to stop him. You don't have to stop him. So says the Minchas Chinuch, but you can't give it to him. The Chinuch is like Rashi. So how far do you go? Okay, it's a machlokas. But either way, it's still an amazing Chiddush. Okay, let's continue. Yeah.
What's the story of the guy at the bottom of the hill?
What's the story of what?
The guy at the bottom of the hill. Why can't you
say Yisrael? With the guy? Why can't he say, here we're going even further, not just with a guy, even in Yisrael. But a Jew cannot actually, but according to, let's say, according to the Chinuch we just quoted, why can't a Jew actually, no, but there we say you can't actually go watch a guy pick actual Arla in Chutz Laaretz. That's what I was talking about there. Not Safik. You can't actually watch him pick Shlo Yilkot, right,
Yeah.
Right, for Yishlo, right, so look at the first part. Uvachal, your Enu, Yisrael, because you locate Minha Arla. It's a question. The Bach changes the Girsa, but our Girsa is Minha Arla. Okay, so Amri, Harifi to Pupadisa, the sharp ones in Pupadisa said, Ein Arla b'chutz laaretz. There is no Arla in Chutz Laaretz. Forget Safik Arla, there is no Arla in Chutz Laaretz. Shalach Rav Yehuda l'kamid Rav Yochanan, Shalach Leis, Rav Yehuda sent this idea that some said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Shalachli Stom Sveika. Rabbi Yochanan said, Stom Sveika. What does Stomi Rashi says? When you paskin Safik Arla, do it quietly. Because you see how people are already taking advantage. So Stom, paskin quietly. Stom Sveika. Do it pitsina. Va'aved vada'a. And any vade arla, for sure get rid of. For sure get rid of the vade arla. I mean, don't give it to each other even in the Safik case, because you see people are being lax in even real Arla. V'hachreiz al pei rosein shetun geniza. And be machers about people who are lax in Arla, that their fruit has to be buried, has to be gotten rid of. V'kala omer, Rabbi Yochanan was very strong about this. V'kala omer in Arla b'chutz laaretz, if anybody says that there's no Arla b'chutz laaretz, lo yehelo nin v'necher. His children should be gotten rid of. As it says, mash l'cheva b'gora b'kal Hashem. I don't know, a curse Somebody who says, Ein Allah b'chutz la'aretz, his children should be gotten rid of. Why such a curse? So the Machne quotes that a Zohar. The Zohar says, what's the point of an Arla? The point of Arla? Arla is that there's a lot of chumrius. There's a lot of physical, mundane qualities in the first 3 years of a fruit, even in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the first 3 years we keep away from it, so we focus on the ruchnius of the fruit. Say, after the first 3 years, it's gotten rid of. Ein bakoach ha-chumrius, and therefore, we wait. So the second you say that there's no Arla in Chutz La'aretz, what are you saying? That there's more chumrius in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz La'aretz. There's only Arla in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. So you think Chutz La'aretz is better? Chutz La'aretz is better because it doesn't have this Arla. You don't have to get rid of the chumrius of the 3 years. So v'zeh b'bechinas cheta maraglim. It's like the maraglim. Shehotzio dibas ha'aretz v'dibas peiroseha. You're saying negative things about Eretz Yisrael. And what happened? What was the punishment? Their children, b'nayim shem al zesh lo yahuyul b'nayim chelik b'goral ha'aretz. As the Gemara Basra says that Yeshua and Kalev took everybody's chelik. Their children didn't get a chelik. So here too, he cursed their children. You want to say that Arlos Chutzlar, there's no such thing as Arlos Chutzlar, it's meaning you're undermining the unique quality of Eretz Yisrael, or at least saying that a Chutzlar is better in a sense? So that's why lo yehelo nin
v'nechid. On some level, it is.
That's the makna. On some level,
but it's clearly not on the same level as Eretz
Yisrael. It's not on the same level, but at least we pass on a chalach moshe b'sinai, which is still, right, as daraisa. If you want to say it's mefareshes, for sure. It's also the same idea. It's not better. Okay, ve'enu kaman savruha. Who did they hold? These opinions that said that Arla, there is no Arla in Chutz La'aretz, who do they hold? Like the other Tanya, like the following Braisa. Look at this. Right, there's a halacha of, right, Mishnah the Pirkei Avos, if you say Davar B'Shem Amru, maybe Gula La'olam. So we have a kiyum of that right now. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Amr, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Dermaska. Sh'am, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, Sh'am, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan, Nuri, Sh'am, Rabbi Eliezer, Hagadol. In Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Here's our Arlan Chutz La'aretz. So you see, Rabbi Lazar HaKadosh holds that way. V'lov v'anatar Rabbi Lazar Omer Afa Chadosh. Didn't Rabbi Lazar say in the Mishnah that even Chadosh, meaning first it said Arlan, then it said even Chadosh Chutz La'aretz. So it's ni Chadosh. No, it means Chadosh, meaning this last opinion holds Chadosh and not Arla. It's not even, it's just Chadosh. Omer Basi Omer B'Yochanan Arla B'Chutz La'aretz Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Arlan Chutz La'aretz is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, like we said earlier, from Ula. Amalei B'Zeilor Avasi. V'atanya Savik Arla Ba'aretz Asur B'Suri Mutter. What do you mean? Savik Arla is mutter in Surya. So if it's Da'oraisa, if it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, shouldn't you have to be Machmir? So Ishtomim Kishah Chada, it's a Pazik in Daniel, but it basically means he was quiet for a moment, he was shocked, but then you remember the answer, Amalei, Eima Kach Nemar. No, this is part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Sveika Mutter Vada Aser. Really, the Da'oraisa, you should be Machmir, but special din here, Sveika Mutter. Take a mutter, right? And that's what if you look at the Ran here, look at the Ran here, very important Ran, Tezvav Amid Beis and the Dafi Arif, says the Ran, we find it by three halachas. We find it right now. Three halachos where you see that there is a concept of Safek. Concept of Safek, even though Vaday is mutter, Safek is Aser. One is Arla, the second is Mamzer. Vaday Mamzer is Aser, Safek Mamzer is mutter. And then there's another one, I just gotta find it in the Ran. But the it's later on in the Ran. But the Iker point of the Ran here is that you know what this Gemara proves? Against the Rambam. Which Rambam? Achlokas Mishonen, the principle of Safek d'Oraisa l'chumra. Din d'Oraisa or Din d'Rabbanan. I have to be machmir by din daraisa. Is that itself a daraisa? Mi daraisa, I have to be machmir? Or, mi daraisa, it's a suffix, so I can be makel, but mi darabanan, I have to be machmir. So the Rambam says, suffix daraisa lachumra is a din darabanan. Mi daraisa, if I have a case of suffix daraisa, I can be makel. So the Ran says, what do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara, you have to have a halacha moshe b'sinai to tell you that in this case you can be makel. Mashmir, in other cases, you have to be machmir. That's one, says. Says the Ran, this is a raya against the Rambam. And if you want to say you want to get out of this raya somehow, I'll bring you another raya. The concept of Asham Talui. What is Asham Talui? If I'm not sure if I did an aveira, that's usually Mechayim Yechadas, I have to bring a carbon. Safek. Bring a carbon Mishim Safek. If it's Lakula. So again, those are the two big rayas that he brings, that Safek Da'oraisa is L'chumra Mida Oraisa. That's the Shita of the Ran here, but it's mostly Rishonim, the Rashba and others. The first Shmaitza, and the Shev Shmaitza discuss this Rambam and other Rishonim as well. I'll quote this, I don't know where it is, but I'll find the third halacha in a minute. This is Mamzer and Harla, and there's one more, which we'll find after. Says the Gemara, let's continue though. Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo kinal kelayim dvar Torah. You get Malkus for kelayim chutz la'aretz. So Amalei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, what about not like Kilayim Devei Sofrim? Didn't we just say that's Drabanan? So Lokasha Kam Bekilayah Kerem Kam Baharkavas Ha'ilon. Depends. Kilayah Kerem, where you have a mixture of a vineyard and vegetables. So that's Drabanan in Chislaretz. Harkavas Ha'ilon, putting two different trees together, grafting, that's Da'oraisa. Kiddush Shmuel, as Shmuel says, Da'amar Shmuel, Es Chukosai Tishmoru, Chukim Shechakti L'chakvar, My Chukim you shall guard, Chukim that I have already stated, Behemtachalo Serbia Kilayim, Sadchalo Sizra Kilayim. Pasuk, and the same Pasuk puts together, not cross-breeding animals, and not doing Kilayim with your field. So, Ma Mehemtacha Baharba, Avsadchar Baharkava. So, what must we be talking about in this Pasuk? So, just like the animal is talking about cross-breeding, the Ritva says, it means we're talking about you have two separate units and you're cross-breeding them. So too, the field is, sir, that we're talking about. Must be we have two units and you're grafting them together. Klomar Shudavar Misuya Mumaariv Ze Baze Lahedya Guf Baguf. The other types of kilay zrayim, you put two things in the ground together and then they grow with each other. But in the pasuk, if you have the animal and the plant at the same pasuk, what must be referring to in this pasuk? It must be when you're grafting two trees together. And umah behemtacha, noig bein baris bein mechutz laaretz, if by your animal, right, cross-breeding animals is not a tali baretz, it applies everywhere. Safsatcha noig bein baris bein mechutz laaretz, so to your field should apply everywhere. Ve'ela haksiv satcha, so what's the limit of satcha? There must be something limited to Eretz Yisrael. Ha'ulamuti Zeraim Shebechutz La'aretz. That's Kilay Zeraim. That's limited to Eretz Yisrael. There is a well-known Ramban to mention, once we're talking about Kilayim, which when they came to Rav Yashiv, and they asked him about cloning, human cloning. So they brought in this Raya, and that Raya, and that Raya, and he didn't think any of them fit, exactly. But then they quoted this Ramban, he says, oh, that's a good Raya for the cloning. That's a good Bakar. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban in Kedoshim, where it talks about this Pasuk, about the Tam Ha'iser for Kilayim. What's the Tam HaYisr? So at least it fits into some of Kilayim, not all the Kilayims, but it says the Ramban. The Hamarkiv Shnei Minim, if you put together two Minim, if you graft two animals, two trees, Mishana Umachish B'Maisa Breishis, you are changing and contradicting Maisa Breishis. Ki'ilu Yachshov, as if you're saying with your actions, Shelo Hishlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam O'Kol HaTzorech. God didn't finish the job. I can still create certain things. He did finish. V'yach botzhu la'azor b'briyato shel olam. L'hosif bo brios. You're like adding on brios. Right? V'haminim b'mal echayim lo yolidu bim b'shein amino. And any of these grafted things cannot reproduce. They cannot continue in the mule. Mule cannot create mules. So the Ramban there says, at least I explain some types of kilayims, that you are creating a new min that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create. And you're trying to play God. Basically, that's what kilayim is. By crossbreeding animals, crossbreeding men. And that's what Rav Yashiv thought was fitting to be against the cloning humans issue.
Not creating,
but you're, or are you creating? That's the question. Are you taking something and you are expanding, you know, certain cells or that weren't there before? So that's the question, whether it's not the articles have been written by people much more informed than me. Okay. Rav Chana, Rav Anan, Havi Shakli, Va'azli, Ba'urcha. Rav Chana, Rav Anan, we're going on the way. Chazula, Hu Gavr, Dekar, Zoraz, Rav Ahali, Adadi. They saw in Chutz La'aretz, they saw a man that was doing Kilay Zeraim. So Amalei, Nesi Marna Shamti, we have to put this guy in Chayrim. Look what he's doing. He's violating the Dindar Rabbanan. Amalei, Lo Chavrisu. You obviously don't have it clear in your head about the halacha. Right, if you're telling me to put him in Chayrim, meaning he was saying you can't, right? So we'll have to see what it means. Kilay Zrayim, we'll see, is not a Chutz La'aretz. Vesuchas Yulhu Gavr to Kazari Chidi Vesari Begufni. Oh, again, they passed by and they saw somebody planting wheat and barley together. Amalei Nesi Marnashamte. Oh, we got to put him in Chayrim. Amalei Lo Saharisu. It's not Sahar. It's not light to you. Meaning, again, you shouldn't jump so fast to put somebody in Chayrim. Lokana Kerbioshia. Don't you know that we pass on Kerbioshia to Omar, who says Ashi Yizra Chita V'Sora V'Chartzad B'Mepolos Yad. You're only Chayiv on Kilay Zrami Kilay Kerim if you plant at one time wheat and barley with grapes. But if something is already there and then you go and plant afterwards, that is not the Issur Daraisa. That is not the main Issur of Kilay. Rav Yosef Mari Bizrini Vizara. Rav Yosef himself used to mix different seeds and plant in Chutz La'aretz.
isn't there still Nisa Drabbanan of Kilayim and Chutz La'aretz? Amalei lo kasha kamakilei akerim kamakilei zraim. There's a difference. Kilei zraim does not exist at all in Chutz La'aretz. Only kilei akerim does. Right? Why? Kilei akerim. Dibe'eretz asurim bahano. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very chamor. Kilei akerim. Any type of kilayim with your vine and vegetables, you have to burn it. It's asur bahano. Pentikda shamalei azer shetisra, it says. But Chutz La'aretz nami agazim hu rabbanan. So if it's so chamor, the rabbanan goes on it in Chutz La'aretz as well. Kilei zraim, dibe'eretz lo asiri bahano. Kilei zraim, which is not asur bahano in Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz La'aretz nami lo gazir b'rabbanan. Even if Chutz La'aretz they weren't gozer, because it's more of a lighter isser. Hadar Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef then thought to change his mind, even though he used to plant the seeds, he thought it was usser. La milsi da amri. I must be wrong. Why? The Rav Zara Ginsa, the Bay Rav, Mishari, Mishari. Because I saw Rav doing some planting outside the Beis Medrash, and he was planting in separate sections. So wasn't he doing that because of the Kelayim issue? My time, Elam Mishab Eruve Kelayim. Wasn't he doing that because of the Kelayim issue? And Rav was busy planting outside the Beis Medrash. Amazing. So Amalei Abai said, no, you didn't understand his behavior. Bishlema Yesh Me'inan, if Rav would have done it, Arba Arba Ruchos Haruga, Va'achas Be'emsa Shapir, if he would have planted in this form, four on each corner of the garden and one in the middle, that would be okay. Because that's what the Mishnah says in Masechah Shabbos, is not Kilayim. But he wasn't doing that. He was just doing them next to each other. So it must be for a different reason. Elahaka Mishim Noi. He was doing it to make it look nice. If you have everything mixed up, in the all mixed up, it looks disheveled. No. He was doing it to have a nice garden. Vinami Mishim Tircha Deshamehi. Or he was doing it so the servant, that when Rav used to, or anybody used to go ask him to bring some onions, to bring some this, they wouldn't have to search for it. They would have a separate onion section, a separate this section. He did it to make it easier for the Shabbos. Okay. So, here we go. Blot and a half of Agadita. Kala Osa Mitzvah Achaz. Right, after 39 blot of hardcore halacha. So now we have a blot and a half of Agadita, and then we get back to the halacha in the next parak. Kala Osa Mitzvah Achaz Betivin Lo. Anybody does a mitzvah, it's good to him in Olam Hazeh. Umarichan Lo. Yamav, and he gets Arichas Yamim, but God Nochlas Aretz, it even gets Olam Haba. Somebody does not do one mitzvah, ain't mitzvah lo, if you lose the chance, then you don't get this Hatava, vein Marichan lo Yamav, vein Nochlas Aretz, and you don't get Arichas Yamim in Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba. For Rabbi, is this really true that by every mitzvah is good for you in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba? But what about what we say every morning? We say Mishnah Pei every morning. To realize, and yes, you ever know Mishnah in Peah? Of course I do, right? Eilu Dvarim, first Mishnah in Peah, right? So these are the mitzvahs that you eat the Peirus in Olam Hazeh, and the Keren, the principle of the mitzvah, stays in Olam Haba, meaning it's good for you there and here. Elohein Kibud Avaim Ugemilas Chasadim VaHachnasas Orchim, yesterday's parsha, VeHava Shalom Ben Adam Machaveiro, and bringing peace amongst different people, VeTalmud Torah Neged Kulam, and learning. So you see, it applies these specific mitzvahs. You tell me all mitzvahs are good olam hazeh olam haba. These specific mitzvahs have the keren kayemes. So Rabbi Yehuda no hachi kamar kol ha'osa mitzvah achas yisera al zechuyosa. Our mishnah means if you do one mitzvah, if you have more than your zechuyos, yisera al zechuyosa. Let's say you have equal, and you do one extra mitzvah, mitivin lo v'doma kibishakim kol ha'torah kula. If you do one extra mitzvah out of these, so it's as if you're mekayim the whole Torah. Michal dahana chafilu b'chada nami. What? So this is to say that these five mitzvahs, you could have more avers than mitzvahs, but these five mitzvahs would overweigh? That doesn't make sense. So Amar Rav Shamei Lomar, no, this, the following. Shib Haisa Shkula Machra'as. If you have exactly the same number of mitzvahs and avers, so by all the other ones, except these five, so you have to do another mitzvah. It remains equal. But by these mitzvahs, if your mitzvahs, you have any of these five, so that it's lachras, it outweighs. Because these mitzvahs aren't just any mitzvahs, they outweigh, and they break the scale. Again, this is what we talk about a lot in Tishrei, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, about we should always feel that we're exactly equal, and you gotta do one more mitzvah. V'chal ha'oseh, we'll talk about more about that soon. V'chal ha'oseh mitzvah achaz yisei roz chuyosa mitzivin lo. If you do one mitzvah more than your chuyos, it's good for him? For a minute, 1 minute. Kol shechuyosam Reuben, don't we have the opposite, Brisa? So kol shechuyosam Reuben mi'avonosav. If a guy has more mitzvahs, somebody has more mitzvahs, then we make it bad for him, Malam Hazeh. Marian lo, you do bad for him. V'doma kibisha sarav kol ha'torah kula v'lo shiyumen ha'fi lo'os achas. And we consider it, Hashem considers it as if he burned the whole Torah, except for one letter. Why? because we want to give him his punishment in Olam Hazeh, so that in Olam Haba, he'll be perfect. He won't have to go to Gehenna at all. V'chol she'avonosa, which is, again, we're not getting into the philosophical hashkafic side of Goralo now. If Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure it out, who are we to start? V'chol she'avonosa, Reuven mizchuyosav, anybody who has sins more than zechuyos, then we let him live it up here. You know, enjoy your schar now because you're going to pay for it after 120. But even though the Hashem is good to him, but doma kibisha kiim kol atzor akula, we shoot him as if he kept the whole Torah b'loch yisra osachas mimena, and he didn't even leave out one letter. So which is it? Our Mishnah says that if somebody does mitzvahs, that it works for him in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And here this Brisa says, no, in Olam Hazeh, if somebody does good, he gets nothing. He gets bad, so that in Olam Haba, he could really win. And the opposite by somebody who doesn't. So Amar Abaya, two answers. Number one, Amar Abaya, Masisin to Avin Le Yom Tov Yom Bish. No, our Mishnah does not mean Olam Hazeh. It means that in Olam Hazeh, already prepared for him is going to be a good day, meaning Yom Shekulo Tov. Yom Shekulo Tov. That's what it means. Yom Tov, Yom Bish. But really, that's how you read the Mishnah. Rava Amar, or Rava says, maybe it's a Machlokes. And Hamani, Reb Yaakov, he. And who is the Brisa like? Reb Yaakov de Amar, Schar Mitzvah Bahayal Malekah. He's the one that says, you can't have any Schar in this world for a Mitzvah. Why? So the Tomar Dvora, Moshe Kor Dvora says, because even if you take your entire life, this way, he says, imagine the happiest moment of your life. The happiest moment of your life. That second. Marry up a child, whatever it is. And imagine if your entire life was filled with those moments. Your entire life, you were at that feeling of simcha. That you were at that moment, your happiest moment of your life. 120 years full of those seconds. And then he says, and imagine if you take everybody's life that's alive with you at that moment, and you fill their lives up with simcha every second, and then you take the entire history of the world's life. He says, that wouldn't equal a second of simcha of Olam Haba with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So how could you have a schar in Bahai Alma? Schar mitzvah Bahai Alma Laka. How could you have the schar for a mitzvah? The schar for mitzvah, it's just so ruchani, it can't be in this world. Schar mitzvah Bahai Alma Laka. The Tanya Rabbi Yaakov, as Rabbi Yaakov says, Omer, right? There's no mitzvah in the Torah that has its reward written next to it. That really, it's only going to happen after Tchias HaMesim. Even though it says certain schar in the Torah that shouldn't be taken literally, it means only after Tchias HaMesim takes place. For example, it says you can have a richas yamim by kibud avayim l'man yitav lacha. It's going to be good for you. B'shiluach hakan k'siv l'man yitav lacha v'arach l'yamim, and b'shiluach hakan also. I'm in the middle of a sentence, but I just had to say something. The Shamsian of Halacha quotes, we know Kaddish Baruch Hu has to keep the Torah. Right? He's up to a lot of sources that he's subject to the Torah also. He's subject to the, he has to keep the halachas of the Torah. In certain Makoris you find that Kaddish Baruch Hu subjects himself to the halachas of the Torah. So ask the Tu Oshar, is there an Isra of Halana Schar? You're not allowed to delay paying a worker. So Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malekah. So he answers that the Rambam Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Chosha Mishpat, that if you hired him through a shliach, then there's no Baal Talim. No Baal Talim. So Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why there's no Lissel Talim. Okay, back to the, you're going to look more on Schar Mitzvah B'Hayam Malekah, look at the Rambam and Perek Tess and Hilchas Tshuva. But let's continue for a minute. So, says Rabbi Yaakov, you see there's Arichas Yamim by Shiloh HaKan and Akibat Avaim. Harisham Allah, Aviv Alele Bira Vahavali goes alos, your father tells you to go up a tree and bring me the birds. Right, do Shiloh HaKan. Vahavali Bira Vishalach HaSaim. And you did Shiloh HaKan. Ratal Zabanim. Uba Chazira So Nafal. And on your way down, a person falls down from a mace and he dies after doing Shiloh HaKan and Kibud Avaim. What do you mean he didn't do Kibud Avaim yet? He didn't bring his father the birds yet. The Tosafot Reed said no, he must have thrown him down from the top. And then he falls down. So he did Kibud Avaim and Shiloh HaKan, the two mitzvahs that say Arichas Yamim, and he died. Hecha Tovas Yamav Shoseh, Hecha Arichas Yamav Shoseh. So Rabbi Yaakov says that's why it must be, it doesn't refer to this world. It must not be referring to this world. He asked the Gemara Vedom Alav Hachiavi. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it'll never happen. Maybe that story can never happen. The word said, no, Rabbi Yaakov, Maisa Chazer. Rabbi Yaakov saw it happen. Rabbi Yaakov saw it happen, and therefore it does happen. V'dim mahar b'aveira have 1 minute. Maybe he was thinking about an aveira at that moment. And that's why he died. No, Machshava Ra'i and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for the Maisa. A bad thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make into an action. If you didn't do it, you didn't do it. The Tosfos says here, that only applies by a Jew, but by a non-Jew, he is Mitzarif. He is Mitzayif L'maisa. We'll start tomorrow with the Mesha Chachma that explains why from yesterday's Parsha. V'dilma Mahar B'Avodas Kochadim Havei. It'll still be before Tuesday, so it's still the Yonah Parsha Shavua. Aye, maybe he was thinking about Avodah Zarah at that moment. The kid that fell down, and we know by Avodah Zarah, Machshava is Mitzayif L'maisa. V'ksev L'man Tfosas Beis Yisrael B'Libam. So, Ihu Nami Hachi Kamer. No, that's exactly Rabbi Yaakov's point. Yisalka Daitach Schar Mitzvah B'Hayama. If there is Schar Mitzvah in this world, Hamaylo Agin Mitzvah Zalei. At least his mitzvah should have protected him. Giechid Lolesi Lede hear her. He shouldn't have had to be Maharer at that moment. Period. Two more lines. V'yam Rabbazer Shluchei Mitzvah Inan Yizokin. But then we have the principle about Shluchei Mitzvah not Yizok. That's where you give Shluchei Mitzvah money. People aren't damaged on the way to do a mitzvah, the Maral says, because you're davak to a Kodesh Baruch when you do a mitzvah. So you're not damaged. So Hasan Bali Chasan Shiny. No, when you go, not when you come back. What do you mean? Even on your way back, you're considered a Shliach Mitzvah. No, Sulam Ru'ua Have. It was a ladder that was Ru'ah, missing a bunch of rungs. Tekfiyah Hezekah. And it was probable that he was going to get damaged. And the principle of Shulchan Mitzvah doesn't apply if it's probable. And whatever this probable damage, you don't rely on a Nes. Tachsib, as it says, when Shmuel Hanavi was told by Hashem to go anoint David, and Shmuel says, what do you mean? Shaul's going to hear about it, he's going to kill me. What do you mean? What is Shmuel worried about? Hashem told him to go anoint David. Ich elech b'shama Shmuel v'araguni. He's going to kill me. It must be that b'makam Shchiyah Hezekah, where it's very probable, then it is different. Period. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll talk about Acher, who became Acher because he saw such a story. Comes up tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, or later on today, but also we'll have to start with the Meshech Chachma and other Inyanim tomorrow. Okay, stop here.